There was a fountain in the center of the room of a bar I used to make when I first came to the village. I remember a brass merman perpetually sounded a sea trumpet there, forever calling surrounding mermaids to a wilder dance. No cold water flowed from that fountain, something better. The great basin offered all the bottled wines of the world. It all seemed an image of the way I wanted to live, generous, naked, overabundant, and noisy. This is Bill Manville in Saloon Society. My first clue that my friends knew I was back in town was the champagne and sherbet in my orange juice the Saturday morning I got back. I brought along some crazy rum for later, too, my old friend A.E. Kugelman yelled, pouring more champagne over the orange ice. Some of that 168-proof Puerto Rico go-to-the-moon rum. Cigars, too. Smoke, smoke, smoke. He ran to the phone. Hello, Kitty, it's me, Kugel. Yeah, yeah, he's back. Listen, Kitty, you bring that thing over here now. We're turning on. Don't tell me about early in the morning. We'll pull the shades. We'll wear dark glasses. Yeah, yeah, bring her too. But tell her she brings that stupid with her. I'll cook him. I can't stand him. I'll bake him. Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. So take an aspirin and start on beer. He called 20 or 30 other people. The champagne is going to run out. You don't bring that thing over here in a hurry, he screamed at them. Listen, it's only Saturday morning. We got time to have a hell of a party. When he hung up, he turned to me. You lived over there in Europe, what is it, 2 years? Just about. And Sally? Remarried. She's still in Paris? Yeah. The doorbell rang. It was a delivery boy from the local speed shop. Case of bourbon for Mr. Kugelman, the kid said. Kugel came in from arranging the lighting in the other room. He had it looking like dusk in the Club de Paris on the island of Samoa in the spring. Oh, look, look, he said. Yeah, yeah, I ordered it. He wrestled the case away from the kid. Oh, baby, he said to the 12 jugs as he unloaded them. If only I could dehydrate you, take you all at once in one total, wild, screaming, go-to-the-sun pill. He sat down to rest among the champagne. Now let's get organized before the people get here. We'll put one jug in the can, one in the bedroom, and we'll scatter the rest around the whole ranch. No food, goddammit. Keep the ice cubes in a big box as far away from the main liquor supply as possible. That'll keep traffic moving. See, once they come in and sit down facing each other in a circle, your party's dead. Oh no, you can't let that circle form. Oh, Mabel, he mimicked a woman's voice. Do you like the steaks at Gristini's? You ought to try the A&P. And Junior just began eating solids yesterday. Isn't that wonderful?
That's the noose, man. Don't let them start that, Kugel said. Don't let them bunch up in one frightened corner. What you got to do is crowd the room, force them to talk to each other, but give them an excuse to get away from each other if they want. Put the sick poets in one room and the politicals in another. Make sure some girl locks herself in the can to have hysterics. Keep pouring the booze. Keep everyone smoking. Tell lies. Stop the clocks. Pull the shades. Make them be happy. Kugel opened another magnum. Listen, he said, wait till you see this kitty. I knew I would love her the first minute I sneaked a look into her medicine cabinet. That's the new 30-second psychoanalysis. You can play it at parties. Listen, he went on. You know how some guys, these super he-men, you know how they describe themselves as leg men or breast men or rump men? Doesn't that flip you? Imagine coming on so jaded, so Epicurean, so barbed wire and tough. But I tell you, this girl, this kitty, she's got a different thing, hips. She's going to burn down Vogue magazine and bring hips back into style. You know that line women got, that line where the hip swells? That little line that curves back in? Just where the full, voluptuous swell is the most oolong? Oh, when I see that sweet little curve, that fire in the ice, that inshoot, I melt, man, I melt. The bones turn to chicken soup, man. Oh, kitty, kitty, Kugaloo bayed at the ceiling. Where are you? Hurry, hurry. The doorbell went again. A kid with a couple of corsages. Kay paid the kid and put the flowers in the refrigerator. In case a girl has to wear the same clothes tomorrow again, he told me deadpan. She puts flowers in the lapel or on the belt, and it looks like it's a different dress. The guests arrived like bursts of laughter. George Garn, Lou the ladies' man, Perlman Pace, Maggie Singleton and Big Mary. Intellectuals, horn-rimmed men, pretty girls like showers of confetti. Poets, murderers, dancers, Ben Benton, the Beat, and the Bearded and their black-stocking native women. Acrobats, tenors, sexual engineers, Bulgarians, Hungarians, Spanish waiters, bust-ups, and runaways. We kept alive, we kept moving, we crowded against each other, lied and flirted, and left each other when we were bored. The poets went into the bedroom to read aloud. The politicals formed splinter parties in the hallways. The booze poured like sunshine. The cigarette smoke was thick as dreams. An amorous couple locked themselves in the can. Henry Harris ate the flowers in the icebox. The clocks were smashed and stopped. The shades were down. I was single again. It was only Saturday morning, and A.E. Kugelman had made us happy.